Chapter 26, Church Politics at Corinth. This chapter is based on RSV. After he left Corinth, Paul's next scene of labor was Ephesus. He was on his way to Jerusalem to attend a festival, and his stay was necessarily brief. So favorable was the impression made on the Jews in the synagogue, that they entreated him to continue among them. He promised to return, if God wills, and left Aquila and Priscilla to carry on the work. At this time a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, well versed in the scriptures. He had heard the preaching of John the Baptist and was a living witness that the work of the prophet had not been in vain. Apollos had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. In Ephesus, Apollos began to speak boldly in the synagogue. Aquila and Priscilla, perceiving that he had not yet received the full light of the gospel, took him and expounded to him the way of God more accurately. He became one of the ablest advocates of the Christian faith. Apollos went to Corinth, where he powerfully confuted the Jews, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. Paul had planted the seed of truth, Apollos watered it. His success led some of the believers to exalt his labors above those of Paul. This brought a party spirit that threatened to hinder the gospel. During the year and a half that Paul spent in Corinth, he had purposely presented the gospel in its simplicity. In demonstration of the spirit and power, he had declared the testimony of God, that their faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. "I fed you with milk, not solid food," he afterward explained, "for you were not ready for it, and even yet you are not ready," RSV. Many Corinthian believers had been slow to learn. Their advancement in spiritual knowledge had not been proportionate to their opportunities. When they should have been able to comprehend the deeper truths, they were standing where the disciples stood when Christ said, "I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Jealousy and evil surmising had closed the hearts of many against the full working of the Holy Spirit. They were babes in the knowledge of Christ. Paul had instructed the Corinthians in the alphabet of faith, as those who were ignorant of divine power on the heart. Those who followed him must carry forward the work, giving spiritual light as the church was able to bear it.